creating a safety culture, a just culture, in just culture. Balancing safety and accountability, cited in APIC text, 18, patient safety, Decker argues that a culture of safety is a just culture. A just culture stands in contrast to a punitive culture in that quality assurance and performance improvement initiatives look first to improving the system, environment, knowledge, tools, and stressors that may affect behavior. A just culture also stands in contrast to a top-down communication culture in that bidirectional communication is emphasized. For example, if a patient develops eclampsia and the infection is traced back to a nurse who failed to change a dressing when required, a just culture will look at all the reasons this lapse occurred and will coach the nurse to pursue other options when not able to perform the task, such as asking a colleague on the same shift to change the dressing. Bidirectional communication means that information flows from leadership down to the front line and back up to leadership from those providing patient care on the front line. Silence about harmful events is discouraged. Instead, open, honest disclosure of serious patient safety events builds an organizational culture focused on learning, thereby creating a safer place for staff to work and provide care. As healthcare organizations continually strive to improve, there is a growing recognition of the importance of establishing a culture of safety within which clinicians work and patients receive care. Achieving a culture of safety requires an understanding of the values, beliefs, and norms about what is important for an organization and what attitudes and behaviors related to patient safety are expected and appropriate. Various safety culture measurement tools exist, including the AHRQ Hospital Survey on Patient Safety Culture, the AHRQ Medical Office Survey on Patient Safety, and the Safety Attitudes Questionnaire. Healthcare organizations can use these survey assessment tools to assess their patient's safety culture, track changes in patient safety over time, evaluate the impact of patient safety interventions. AHRQ and other entities shares benchmark safety culture data, which allows a healthcare organization to evaluate its performance against peers and over time to identify opportunities for improvement. A healthcare setting with a strong safety culture is uneasy about risk, constantly seeking out best practices, and always on the lookout for the next mistake, all in an effort to prevent mistakes and increase patient safety. A safety culture fosters a learning organization, or an organization in which staff members share information about mistakes and errors to prevent them from recurring. This type of organization emphasizes reciprocal accountability, meaning that everyone holds each other accountable for patient safety. The leadership can expect staff members to call out risks, and staff can expect leadership to listen and act, even when that involves dealing with problem professionals who display intentionally reckless behaviors. Patients and family members must be included as respected partners and must understand their responsibilities for keeping themselves safe. The U.S. National Patient Safety Foundation outlines 5 attributes of a safety culture that all healthcare organizations should strive to implement through strong safety management systems, all HCP, including frontline staff, physicians, and administrators, accept responsibility for the safety of themselves, their coworkers, patients, and visitors. Safety has priority over financial and operational goals. The organization encourages and rewards the identification, communication, and resolution of safety issues. There are provisions for organizational learning from accidents. The organization allocates appropriate resources, structure, and accountability to maintain effective safety systems.